I never imagined that this is what I'd end up doing. My best subject at school was always biology, so I think people expected me to become a zoologist or a botanist or something like that. But I didn't want to go straight to university when I left school. I got a temporary job from a gap year, and I'm still in it 6 years later. I suppose I'm actually involved with animals in a way, but the animals I observe are humans. You learn a great deal about human nature as you see how people behave as they queue for rides and try to make the most of a day out.
I love my work. It's great being in the open air all day. I'd hate to be stuck in an office. Of course, I do have to go into an office occasionally to sort out bits of paperwork and so on, but I stay there for as short a time as possible. I love the feeling that what I do really affects the quality of life for people, or at least for those who are able to come and enjoy my plants and walk in the beautiful spaces that I've created. Spring is best where the fruit trees and blossom and with so many birds to watch. But each time of the year is good in its own way.
I don't know that I want to do this for the rest of my life, but I'm enjoying it for the present. One day does tend to be largely like the next, but there's often something a bit different that happens. You have to look after something newborn, for example, or an animal I'm feeding might behave in a slightly unexpected way, for example, and that gets you thinking. I'd really like to get into that a bit more, learning about animal behaviour. But I'll probably wait till my kids are a bit older before I go back to college. They love it that I work here, of course. They think it's brilliant that they can come in free.
The best thing about this is that you can earn a living in different countries. I've already worked in three very different countries, and that makes it interesting, even though it's physically quite hard work. You usually have to get up very early, and there's quite a lot of walking to do from field to field. It certainly keeps me fit. It's also fun being around mainly young people. You see lots of wildlife, and that's fascinating too. I got to know quite a lot about the local bird life when I was helping with the grape harvest in France last year.
People often ask me why on earth I took up this job. They say that it must be really dull compared with, say, observing lions or apes in the wild. It's certainly safer, but it's no less rewarding or useful in my humble opinion. The work I'm doing will help farmers to grow better quality fruit and vegetables. Less significant, perhaps, is the fact that our gardens are more colourful and interesting places, thanks to the work done by people like me, who specialise in developing hardier and more varied types of seeds.
That is the end of part 3.